Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Where the bartender at? Can we
What's
get
happening?
Glass up
here? Happy New Year. Thank y'all for being so fucking live tonight. Happy New Year. Song I wrote to my daughter.
Oh, oh, oh.
You know you my cookie baby, you're too smart. I can read it in the lines of your school art. True heart, I mean courage, express with care. Go on, draw them superheroes with the curly hair. You my daughter, my love, more than killing me. This for you and the woman that you're gonna be. Tell that boy he's wrong, girls are strong. Next time it's show and tell, play him my song. Tell your teacher, I said princesses are evil. How they got all their money was to kill people. If somebody hits you, hit them back. Then negotiate a peace contract. Life is a challenge and you gotta team up. If you play house to ten, that the man cleaned up. You too busy with the other things you gotta do. Remember, follow through. Later on, you finna blossom like a lotus. You'll get in the boys gon' notice. It don't matter who you do it with. Just remember when I tell you, baby, you the shit. Handshakes and promises, lies in the toilet. Words should be binding seal. Wash your hands after using the toilet. Brush after every meal and always.
Wear control.
Boogie baby, now the world ain't no fairy tale. And it's ran by some rich white scary male. To make it simple for them, let's call them bosses. They make money while the people take losses. Those black folks from Africa to work for free. And we still better get paid enough to eat. That's what I told you I'd be saying in my vocals. That's why the woman got the gun on the logo. The star is the future that we gon' create. When nobody steal money from the things we make. The revolution takes time and space. You as a woman gotta know your place. That's in the front, baby. I'm being blunt, baby. Station at this time of the month, baby. Your face is just like the sun when it raises. Thank you for adding beauty to my phrases. Handshake the promises, the signs can spoil it. Words should be binding steel. Wash your hands after using the toilet. Brush after every meal. It's like your granddaddy told me.
Hey there, this is Vince in the Bay. Check, check. 1, 2, Vince in the Bay. All right, okay. For some reason, my Skype connection is acting weird. Hopefully, you can hear me now. I see what's going on. Huh. It was muted. All right, let me get my shit together here, kids. Keep your panties on. If you want to join me, the number is 347-826-7667. I apologize. I was talking there for a while. I guess I was muted the whole time. My Skype headset is not up and running at this moment. But big ups to my chat room, my early chatters. You guys are fantabulous. I got to tell you. Let's go down the line here. Early chatters. Blue Goose. Doom Dollar Go Boom. Melinda. Trust Claire. Uncle Bobby. Guest 16234. Iconoclast. TX. Guest 1628. Or excuse me, 16238 and 16274. One more number for you, 347-826-7667, the call-in line for disorderly conduct with yours truly, Vincent the Bay, your audio erotic host for the next 2 hours here on Blog Talk Radio, celebrating the new year with you and also reminiscing about my fabulous night I had 2 nights ago now. I was hoping to get to some of these tracks last night and get on to some other business today, but we got sidetracked last night with all that, troll mumbo jumbo. That's what I get for writing stuff, certain acronyms in my show description. But I'm happy to take anything on. It's a call-in show. It is what it is. Do what you gotta do. And what I'm gonna do is actually play a track. I opened up with the coup there. That was Clean Drawers. And that was live from Oakland a couple nights ago, Oakland, California, show I intended. For those of you who missed last night's program, I spent New Year's Eve with the coup and Boots Riley and Company, as well as Lyrics Born and Rupa and the April Fishes. And I played if you listen to the last night's show, the opening track is Rupa and the April Fishes. Amazing band, great band. Sort of a world music gypsy sort of thing going on. Lyrics Born was sort of the master of ceremonies. Yeah, and then the coup came in and kicked some serious ass. They brought the funk, let me tell you. And I just uploaded a video of this track I'm going to play right now of Silky. Hopefully I'm going to have some time to cut together a little piece for Coup TV. I used to do videos for the coup. And I just uploaded a brand new video today, so those of you who follow me on YouTube or Facebook or Twitter probably already know about this because I tweeted it today. But this is a little taste, a little raw clip of Silky, the singer for The Coup, performing one of her tracks. And you know what? I forgot the name of the track. This is her song, but she performs it with The Coup. But the band in The Coup is also the band that she tours with and plays with. Here, let me do this. I'm going to post this in the chat room. And it's HD. I shot HD. I actually shot 1080i, but then I compressed it down to 720 30p for YouTube, and it came out pretty good. What I'm going to do is I'm going to paste this in the chat room. You can check this out.
Yeah.
And then that's the video that I shot. And if you go to there at minute 03:17, 3 minutes into this clip, 3 minutes and 17 seconds into this clip, Silky, the singer for the Coup, the backup singer for the Coup, she gives me a shout out. She says my name. She says, Vince on the camera. That's right, kids. I got a shout out on by the performer. What do you think of that, huh? Yep. All right, taking your calls, 347-826-7667. This is Silky. Check it out. I'll be right back.
Punish me because of your pain. You can't turn a hoe into a housewife, so with her you got nothing to gain. Did you ever wear a house? No, so me mom got nothing to prove.
Most of them, they was hopeless. He said, "Now, mama, believe in what I say."
what it did it. When he moved it, moved with precision. The vision that he had had me going like a whirlwind. Heart of a lion, stood like the Empire State Building.
Motherfucking E. I'm supposed to come on after that. That's crazy. That's, if I was smart, that would be the last song of the night.
Thank you, very nice.
That's right, Vince of the Bay back with you. That was The Coup, Silky featuring The Coup, performing her hit song. I have a caller here. They've been waiting patiently. Let's go. 760, you're on the air. I'm sorry. 760, hang on a second. I have to unmute you again. All right, 760, you're live on the air.
Round here before. My name is Lactavia de Joan, eh?
Hola, puta. Mi nombre es Victor. ¿Qué hace usted para trabajar?
Girl, I can't understand a word you're saying. How exotic. It kind of turns me on TBQH.
¿Qué hace usted para trabajar? Por ejemplo, yo soy el director general de la policía gatita.
Bitch, hold up, I'ma have to pull my pocket Spanish dictionary out of my pussy.
V-Mac, what's going on, dude?
Man, what's up, man? New year, same old shit, huh? What the hell was that?
Yeah. Yep. New year, same trolls. At least they're talking.
It
we
is
got,
what it
got,
is, and
got
that's
international. We're going global this year, though, bro. We got international trolls. You hear that? Those people are from South America. Did you hear the accent?
That's what I'm talking about. I need a South America.
Dude, my switchboard is all messed up, dude. There's some serious crap going on with BTR, dude. The ship is sinking.
They even started already, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, how was your New Year?
Man, you just heard part of my New Year right there. That song that you heard, that was the climax of my New Year. Actually, I went and saw this show. It was The Coup with Lyrics Born and this band called Rupa and the April Fishes. It was in this little teeny little hole in the wall club in Oakland called the New Parish. And it was awesome. Nice intimate little venue. It was like serious Oaksterdam, dude. It was like hip hop, funk, mostly atmosphere. And I was right in the thick of it, man. I recorded the audio of the show, obviously, which you heard some of. And I also shot some video, which you missed it. I posted it in the chat room. Everybody in the chat room, thank you for tuning in. I want to remind you, though, if you're in the chat room, Melinda is posting a lot of YouTube videos. I would not endorse anything that Melinda
spams in there, but please, I'll post it again. That if you like that song that I just played, I uploaded the video to it today, and it's in HD. It looks pretty good on YouTube. I uploaded it today. It took a long time to upload, but I got some good footage. I'm gonna edit together something. But I had a great time, and that was my New Year's. I hung out at the show, shot some video, was right by the stage the whole time, sweated it. The first hour of the show, I was just sweating it with the band, getting video footage. You got to check out this chick, Silky, though. That track you heard the tail end of there, she is amazing live. That track only does it half justice. I mean, she's a great singer. It's a great band.
You know the important question is, though, right?
What?
Did you get laid?
Is what? Did I get laid?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I didn't get laid. I didn't need to get laid. I was actually the designated driver because everybody I was there with was really wasted and would not be able to get home very well without my help. So I didn't get home till 6 a.m. I didn't have a drop of alcohol, nor did I really desire any. I had a great time, though. I was exhausted at the end of the night as if I had, drank the whole night. I drank a lot of water.
Yeah, I didn't drink nothing either, man. I didn't drink nothing either.
I didn't smoke enough weed either. I smoked some weed, but not enough. But I shot some great video. I got some good audio, which you heard some of there, which I'm going to play some more right here, right now, while I have VMAC captive with me and also you. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to repost my video for that song I just played by Silky if you missed it. And while I'm doing that, I'm going to play one more track because I meant to play all this stuff last night, because last night I was all hyped because it was the night before. And then I don't know if you were around, VMAC, but at a certain point, my switchboard just disappeared, just stopped working. And I couldn't play any more tracks, so I'm playing the leftover stuff. So you're catching some of that if you missed it. VMAC?
Right. Yeah. All right.
And, of course, the switchboard now it's arranging my files in a different way than it was. And now it's making me think about...
No play off from Oakland, huh?
What's that?
Yeah, no play off from Oakland, huh?
Yeah. All right, so that was...
Go Bears.
Yeah, I had a Bay Area New Year's Eve for sure. Actually, you want to hear my countdown that I was at?
Yeah.
You ever heard of Lyrics Born?
It sounds familiar again.
Lyrics Born. He's an MC out of the Bay Area. He's got his own thing going on. He was the master of the ceremonies, the host. He usually has a full funk band himself. But he just showed up and did the countdown and did a few tracks. And here's one of his tracks he did right before the countdown.
I am your host for this evening. How many of y'all out there came to party tonight, huh? We got my peoples, the Coup, are in the building tonight, ladies and gentlemen. But before we get started, I got to say, where are my homeboys at? Make some noise. Where are my beautiful ladies at right about now? Make some noise. These are all my people. We gonna make this shit go in a major way. Let me see you put your hands in the air like this, please. All the way from the Bay Area, California. Happy New Year, y'all. I said Happy New Year, y'all. We have approximately 4 minutes left. You know what I mean? Hey. Well, it's 1 a.m. and I'm ready to rock. I got $1 million record that I'm ready to drop. About to get it going on, baby, ready or not. I make the funky, 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 funky hit record. 2 a.m. and I'm ready to roll. Already got paid, now I'm out the door. Cadillac's in the back and it's ready to go. I make the funky, 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 funky hit record. I've been a cocky dude ever since 17. Every chance I get, I practice my acceptance speech. Thank you, Grammy, Academy, the MTV. You're so beautiful when y'all don't give me everything. I knew when you come just to clean the set, you care to me. And foreign sneakers, foreign with some foreign denim jeans. It's kinda nasty how I get up on and kill the thing. I can't help myself, baby, I am just that me. I'm so funky like Arnold and Dudley, man. I'm so funky like Conan the Barbarian. I'm so funky, baby, lyrics born as who I am. Y'all so funky, I'm just a boozy double man. 1 a.m., I'm ready to rock. I got $1 million record that I'm ready to drop. About to get it going on, baby, ready or not. I make a bogey, 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 bogey hit record. 2 a.m. and I'm ready to roll. Already got paid, now my mouth's a dough. All racks in the back and it's ready to go. I make a bogey, 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 bogey hit record. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen. If y'all feeling that shit out there, are you ready for 2011 to come in tonight, huh? I said, are y'all ready for 2011 to come in tonight, huh? My man Evil D, give him one more song, you know what I mean, before we count this thing in. My name is Lyric Vaughn. I will be back momentarily to count this shit down for all my peoples in the new parish. Are you ready? Hey, give it up one more time for my man Boots and the Coup that's about to come up and rip me on tonight, too. Can't give it up on my people's Boots in the Coup, about to rip it me off tonight, huh? Hey, where's the Bay Area at right about now? Let me hear you make some noise. I said, where's the Bay Area at right about now? Make some noise. With this sound, ever since I got up on the hobby horse, I'm doing things that these rappers probably force. Track it, Daisy, Breezy Dennis, usually singing out the city limits. Then it is workout, leisure fitness.
Yeah.
Giving a squeal, I guess this means it's business. Yes, today, ladies and gentlemen, make some noise. One more time, make some noise. Wake up every morning like I'm gonna kill these bastards. I hear my life calling like JoJo dancing, going from the brass ring like Frodo Baggins.
Yeah.
I did the groove thing with some go-go dancers. I did the groove thing, this my solo record. Time to pull the shoes, jeans, I'm the logo master. I'm up on everything like go-go gadget. Crouching like the tiger in the go format. It got the dragon hidden just in case the popo's basher. Back in 88, I had the go romancer. Chunky nugget ring with the polo jacket. Please
yeah.
Said I'm almost on the bone wagon. Line powder on credit, son of dope on plastic. Jaw drop like Miguel Cotto slapped him. Don't know lyrics for that you don't know. Classic, get your weight up like one of Tony Romo's. Say yeah! Yeah! Say oh yeah! Come on,
yeah.
Oh yeah! Say do that shit! Say do that shit! That nasty shit! That nasty shit! Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, 2010 is almost out the door. You know what I'm talking about? So we're going to count this motherfucker off in a major way. Able D, cut it for me one time. This is it, ladies and gentlemen. Put your hands in the air. Count it off with me. 10, 9, 8. Happy New Year, ladies and gentlemen. 2011 is upon us. Give somebody you know a nice kiss. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen. I want to wish y'all a happy, safe, blessed, successful 2011 out there. My name is Lyric Spawn. Make some noise.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
All right, Vince in the Bay back here with you. Going into, we're hitting the bottom of the hour here. Hour number one, Your calls take priority, 347-826-7667. Back here with VMAC. So that was lyrics born to VMAC.
Oh, I like that. I see one of them sound like, I don't know if it was two different rappers, but see, he had the old Dirty Bastard flow jumping off on there.
That was all one dude. That was all.
Wow. He mixed
it up a lot.
That
was all lyrics born. Yeah, he could even sing too. His latest record, he like sings a lot too. He's a talented guy. And his wife, he's married to his wife, who's his hype woman, I guess. She's backup singer, and she's talented too. And he, you know, they sing together, and it's magical.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
I like that. Yeah, he's pushing up. I love versatility. Each verse was different. He came with a different flow. I like that. Because he rarely see people do that.
Yeah. So that's Lyrics Born. Bay Area Stalwart. Look him up. Google is your friend. And I'm going to wrap this up. This last track I have from my fantastic, magical New Year's celebration with the coup, Lyrics Born and Rupa's Fishes, Rupa and the April Fishes. If you missed Rupa and the April Fishes, I'm not going to play the track now. It's like 11 minutes long. But if you go to my last night's archive show, check it out. It's the opening track. It's pretty sick jam. But the coup, who've I already played a little bit here already, they winded things down at the end of the night with Boots Riley going into a standard at a lot of their shows. It was quite a crazy electric evening, and by the end of the night, you're just kind of like wiped out. And it's what's cool is towards the end, they know everybody's hyped up. The first hour of a coup show, if you've ever been to the coup, it's just rocking. It's rock and roll funk, just straight up in your face. But then they have some mellow songs to like cool you off. And then towards the end, they have the very like deep, you know, meaningful, tender, you know, ballads and whatnot. And this is sort of one of their staples. This is what they ended the night with. It was one of the coup staples, Heaven Tonight, which is what we can make. This program here, Disorderly Conduct tonight, with your help. So long as you call in, the number 347-826-7667. Let's make this heaven tonight. Yes, I had a great. I was in heaven 2 nights ago. That's for sure. I'm in heaven. Not that I'm not in heaven right now, but I was in heaven 2 nights ago, and this is how I ended it, or this is how the coup ended it, as the celebration and the festivities. We're winding down. This is the encore / final song of the night by the coup. I'm going to take a quick little break. Take a little listen to this, and I'll join you on the other side.
This next song is the last song we're going to do. It's partly because we don't know any other songs right now, and it's also because it's the sentiment I want to leave y'all with tonight for the new year. lungs. Made my arteries in hot, isolated one. If police come in, I awake, escape, and run. In the morning, man, I have to take the strength to burn. Cause if I take the plunge, they'd be dead, and I wasn't afraid to shake my tongue. Show the state was come. Making sure that the calling bell of fate was wrong. If they could, they would have probably tried to rape the sun. Somebody said, this is just my body. Wait for the after party. Why ain't no shut up, no marijuana there. It's not a beat on the asphalt, dick in the dirt. This system take big in the work. Listen alert, check out the introvert in the corner with the rip in the skirt. Stomach pain, so she ripping the shirt. Ain't never had, so she knows she ain't getting deserved. Don't try to tell me it's her mission to hurt. I got faith in the people and they power to fight. We gon' make the struggle blossom like a flower of light. I know that we could take power tonight, make a powerful fight. Get emergency clearance from the tower for flight. I ain't sitting in your pews as you helping me resist and refuse. Show me a list of your views. If you really love me, help me tear this motherfucker up. Consider this my time for the uppercut. Think about infinity and how my memory is finna be invisibly slim in that vicinity. Although the stars are magnificent, whiskey in the midnight sky can make you feel insignificant. The revolution in this tuning verse is a bid for my love to touch the universe. Struggling over wages and funds, let the movement get contagious to run through the end when the station's gone. End when the we'll have a chapter where the history pages are from. They won't never know our name or faith, but feel our soul in free food they taste. Feel our passion when they heat their house. When we got power on the street and the police don't beat us about. Let's make healthcare centers on every block. Let's give everybody homes and a garden plot. Let's give all the schools books, 10 kids in class. Give them truth for their pencils and pads. Retail clerk, love ballots where you place this song. Let's make heaven right here just in case they wrong.
Nobody wanna save my life. We the laws on the road. Let's make heaven tonight. We the man wanna save my soul. Nobody wanna save my life. We the laws on the road. Let's make heaven tonight.
Make it harder. Make it harder.
Ooh yeah.
Make it harder.
We the man. We the man.
Make it harder.
We the man.
I know y'all can make it even harder than that. This ain't no soft shit. Keys, but now Rebel Front on guitar. Marcus Phillips on the bass, Q on the drum, Pam the functions on the wheel of steel. I'm Boots Riley. Winter Cool. Happy New Year. Thank you. Thank you.
No, thank you.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Boots Riley.
Really
thank you very much.
We don't know any more songs.
Oh, no more songs?
But we don't want to play them.
Oh, why not, dude?
Yo, give it up one more time.
Do you lie? Yeah, it was cool. Great show. Good times. Loved it.
Give it up for Rupa and the April Fishes, Lyric Vaughn, the Coup, DJ Abel D. On behalf of New Paris, we definitely want to say Happy New Year. Give it up for yourself.
Yeah, I give it up for myself every day, bro.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
All right. Big ups to the chat room. Book. Ozui-oi? I don't know what the fuck. You're going to have to phonetically type your name in the chat. Blue Goose, Dollar, Go Boom. Greatest of all time, guests, all of them. I'm not going to name the numbers. Iconoclast, TX. Big ups, Iconoclast. Good friend of the show. Loyal, long-time listener. Appreciate you being here, as always. And more. Good friend of the program. Ran into him over in the chat room over at Benjamin Solomon's show. Always a pleasure, a good time over there. If you folks aren't following Benjamin Solomon on Blog Talk Radio, you're missing out. If you want a little dose of zany late night wackiness, but in the middle of the day, sporadically, Benjamin Solomon's your man. Follow him. He never calls on my show. He doesn't like me. But I follow him religiously. 347-826-7667. Roger, copy that. Just want to make sure that I'm transmitting here. Test a 1-2. Yeah, we're on. All right. Taking your calls. I want to bring on my man, VMAC. VMAC.
What's up?
There?
Yeah.
Hey, man. All right, you're back.
Where's the four?
What'd you think of that track? That was the last track of the night for my New Year's. What'd you think of that track?
Oh, yeah, I like that one. Yeah, I like the first one better than the other guy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
oh, you like you're feeling more Lyrics Born.
Yeah.
That's cool. I like Lyrics Born too. You should hear Lyrics Born with a band. He's got a tight band. Actually, some of the guys in Lyrics Born's band are in the Coup. The guitar player, namely Benign Rebel Front, who's an amazing guitarist. The Coup is notorious for having sick musicians. But, yeah, it was a little taste of their talents and what I did on my my New Year's. But looking ahead, I wanted to get that out before. I wanted to play that all last night, but then we got into all the troll shit last night and got really out of control. So I didn't get to finish it. So there it is. It's done. It's finished. I got to work through it. Check out the Coup, folks.
So you're telling me the
Anyways.
Trolls are controllable?
What's that? What'd you say?
He said the trolls are uncontrollable, huh?
The trolls, yeah, you can't, you just can't deny them. They, they, it is what it is, right? It is what it is. I don't want to get into it. I'm just stoked that I got to play all that music and that I have such a lively chat room. If anybody wants to call in and join the conversation, the number is 347-826-7667. I'm Vince in the Bay with you for the next hour and 12 minutes.
Hey, where's Foxy Moxie?
Ask and you shall receive, my friend. Moxie?
What's up, bitches?
Alright. Hey, where's $1 million?
I don't know.
Oh man.
So Moxie, check this out. I'm getting death threats from the LOC.
Are you kidding me already?
No. No. They're demanding that I play show tunes. If I don't play show tunes, things are gonna get really, really, really ugly, I think.
Yeah, I am not surprised. The LLC are vicious. They're vicious.
Is it gonna get
actually? You know what? I got another call. I have another call here. Hang on. I think I have a bad feeling about this one. I got an anonymous. Well, it's 111. All right, go ahead. 111. Go ahead. You're live.
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Oh man, this feels weird. I don't get it.
Was that who I think it was?
Who is that? 111, identify yourself.
My name's Larry O'Connor.
Oh, my God.
Yep. I knew it. Head of the LOC. LOC for life, bitches.
Wow.
What does LOC stand for?
You don't want to know. Just trust me. Just you don't want to loke out, all right? The less you know about the LOC, the better. I don't want you to get this. Trust me. This doesn't work out well for the black guy ever. All right, you're always the first one killed off. You don't want to get mixed up in this, bro.
Yeah, I don't want that.
So LOC, what's going on? LOC?
not a whole lot going on.
Oh boy.
We're fucked. We are so fucked. We have one of our LOC experts, Ken, with us right now. Ken.
For life.
What's going on? What?
LOC Ken. For life.
Yeah. That seems.
Is this damn thing
Stop
not
Ken.
Working?
All right. Anyway, so LOC, what's going on your show? Isn't the LOC broadcasting right now? No, they're not.
I don't see them.
No. They must be doing, they must have, oh, it's Sunday. They must have a show tomorrow. Yeah, they have a show tomorrow. Yeah. LOC, what is going to be going on with your show tomorrow?
We're going to start to introduce some of the wacky entertainment aspects of what goes on over at Big Hollywood.
Okay.
Would that include hand jobs?
Sounds innocent.
Sure.
Put that coffee down.
All right.
How did he know I had... Whoa. How did he know I had coffee? I do have coffee? This is crazy. I always start off my show with coffee. They just know that, maybe. Or do they see me? They probably have an Insider Extreme account.
That's insane. I'm a little frightened right now by the LOC.
Yeah, they've already hacked into two chats. We got to play some Cho tunes.
Yeah. Don't fuck with the LOC. They want show tunes. You give them show tunes.
I don't. Well, I'm trying to. You don't understand. I've been fever ever since this is. I'm feverishly uploading show tunes right now. Trust me. If I could get show tunes on right now, I'd shut the fuck up and play some goddamn show tunes. All right. I'd sing show tunes if I could. But I think I've had too much coffee, or maybe I haven't had enough. I don't know.
Coffee is for closers, and you closed nothing.
Shit.
Oh,
my God.
He called you out.
Oh, my God. I wonder. What?
I'm scared.
He's out of control. Yeah, he's out of control,
dude,
man.
I wonder if you can see my man tits.
Wow, that's a plunging neckline there.
Oh, shit. Holy fuck, we're fucked. All right, if anybody knows how we can lock down the LOC, because they're loking out on us right now, I don't know what to do. The switchboard is lit up like a Christmas tree. We got another call here. I'm scared about this one. Is it going to get better or worse? 570, you're live. Who is this?
It's me.
Who?
Jelena.
Oh, hey, Candy. How you doing?
I'm good.
What's wow. Yeah, I was scared. Quiet. It's okay, everybody. It's Candy. It's Candy. Everybody relax.
Wow, who do you think
Slim Jim has a suggestion in the chat. If you don't have any show tunes uploaded, you may want to try and just sing some quickly.
I don't know. We're working on it. I got my intern. Wow. He's on it. Trust me.
Okay.
I'm actually scared, Vince, and I'm thinking about leaving the LOC and joining the BSC.
What's the BSC?
Benjamin Solomon crew.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, it's a pretty hardcore crew, actually.
Do they charge you for long distance?
They get paid.
I mean, the LOC, not me, I pay out of pocket. I can afford it. I hear that the LOC, those guys, Larry pays for all of it. Yeah.
Hey,
and you know what? Actually, while we have the LOC here, maybe we should ask him what, I wonder, you know, I'd love to see the one angry Jew call in to the LOC and see how, or at least the stage right show and see how that would go. I wonder what Larry's take would be on the one angry Jew.
I hate one angry Jew.
I think that you could say he's a stalwart figure.
I bet you'd think he's fabulous.
Oh my God, I can't take it. All right, that's it. I give in. LOC, you win.
Who knows a game?
I know a game. Listen to it carefully and follow after me. There's a hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a hole in the bottom of the sea.
There's a hole, there's a hole. There's a hole in the bottom of the sea.
There's a log in the hole in the bottom of the sea.
There's a log in the hole in the bottom of the sea.
There's a log, there's a log.
There's a log in the hole in the bottom of the sea.
There's a branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea.
There's a branch, there's a branch, there's a branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea.
There's a bump on the branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a bump on the branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a bump, there's a bump, there's a bump on the branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a frog on the bump on the branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a frog on the bump on the branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea.
There's a frog, there's a frog. There's a frog on the bump on the branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea.
There's a tail on the frog, on the bump, on the branch, on the log, in the hole in the bottom of the sea.
There's a tail on the frog, on the bump, on the branch, on the log, in the hole in the bottom of the sea.
There's a tail, there's a tail,
there's a tail on the frog, on the bump, on the branch, on the log, in the hole in the bottom of the sea.
There's a speck on the tail on the frog, on the bump on the branch on the log, in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a speck on the tail on the frog, on the bump on the branch on the log, in the hole in the bottom of the sea.
There's a speck, there's a speck, there's a speck on the tail on the frog, on the bump on the branch on the log, in the hole in the bottom of the sea.
There's a fleck on the speck on the tail on the frog, on the bump on the branch on the log, in the hole in the bottom of the sea.
There's a what?
Like I said.
In the bottom of the sea.
There's a fleck, there's a fleck,
there's a fleck on the speck, on the tail, on the frog, on the bump, on the branch, on the log, in the hole, in the bottom of the sea.
So let's flick the fleck, brush the speck, twist the tail, chase the frog, flatten the bump, break the branch, burn the log, fill the hole.
Hole in the bottom of the sea, cause we need it like a hole in the sea.
There it is, your show tunes. Hopefully that will sedate the LOC. They won't loke out for a little bit. That's the best I could do. Show tunes, all right? So, simmer down, loke crew. Simmer down, LOC. Don't be loking out, yo. All right, we're going to bust into our second hour here, 347-826-7667. I'm really excited about the turnout. Although, considering the LOC is involved, I would imagine there'd be more guests involved. There is a number of guests. I appreciate the guests listening. Feel free to call in, whether you're a guest or not. You can listen on the phone. You can chime in on the conversation. I was saying the turnout. Ronnie Rucker, by the way, is in the chat room. Big ups to Ronnie Rucker. Patriot Greg, thank you for listening. I know you're listening because you think the Jew is going to come on. I can't predict the future. I can't guarantee you the Jew is going to be on here. The Jew does what he does. So far, we've gotten through our first hour 100%. Jew free. Shell Wing, thank you for stopping by. Ken Moore, Moxie, Slim Jim, Tress Claire, Uncle Bobby, Wheelock, and Goofy. All of you, thank you for stopping through. If you want to join me on the air, we got an hour to go. Plenty of time to take your calls. We've been hanging out with. We've had. I was hoping this would happen last night too. We had quite a show last night. But the LSC is here with us still. I'm surprised the chat room's not bigger. It's bigger last night when I put BWC in the. I didn't put BWC in tonight. I just put LSC. Still got a good turnout. I mean, look, you know, I'm not complaining. Trust me. But last night was my highest rated show. As far as I'm concerned, highest rated, most listeners. But since I have the LOC here, I wanted to ask them what they thought. Why is it the turnout might be a little bit smaller for the LOC? I mean, it's not that small. I'm not saying it's small. I'm just saying it's not quite as big as for, say, when I put the BWC in my show notes. LOC, what would you comment about why there's not as many people in the chat room right now?
You know, the theater folk, they must be very busy watching Glee or something tonight.
Wow. You know, the LOC, you know, as much as you want to talk smack about them, they're sharp. They know what they're doing. That's why they're always one step ahead. Looking ahead in the second hour here, we're going to bring back my panelists, VMAC, Moxie, Ken Moore.
What's popping?
You asked about the LOC. The reason a lot of them, we're out getting pedicures, etc. for earlier today.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, one more person. 570, who's that?
It's me.
Oh, Candy. I forgot. Candy's here.
What's happening?
Don't forget, kids. Candy's here. Where's Lady Slugga?
I don't know. I'm not up in Phillipsburg.
Is she hanging out with that? Is she hanging out with that Flawless crew again? I'm concerned for her safety. She's getting mixed up with. She might be running with the wrong crew. Yeah, she's hanging out with this group of.
I'm in now. I'm not up there no more.
Where's Lady Slugga?
Okay. Somebody have their computer audio on really loud or something. Goofy doesn't know what the LOC is.
I think that's Candy with the feedback.
Oh, okay. So, anyways, that was the best I could do with show tunes. Sorry. I'll do respect to the LOC. We'll get
you
some more.
Vince, I just got a death threat. I got a phone call. From the LOC.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
Apparently, I haven't been getting enough pedicures.
Wow.
How they knew that, I don't know.
Those animals.
They are animals. They're vicious. Completely vicious.
Yeah, I don't know what the problem is. I really don't, because if you talk to them, they're not doing anything, right? Right? LOC, what, like, watch. I'll just ask LOC. Let me unmute him here. LOC.
Yeah.
We know why you're here. What are you doing? What's happening right now?
not a whole lot going on.
Yeah. Anyways.
Why do you keep him on the line?
No, I just muted him. He just says the same like shit over and over.
Well, I would. You know what would make my night is if he could just laugh for me. I don't know. I guess.
Not a whole lot going on.
Oh, thank you, LOC.
That's sort of a laugh. That's sort of a laugh.
It is.
Who is climbing up a ladder right now? Ken, are you doing some adjusting?
Oh, I'm just sitting here. Not even popsicle time.
Okay. All right. Somebody's asking me a question here. This is not anonymous, but I'm still not going to reveal the name. Oh, I don't know this stuff. Somebody wants to know, do you remember the chat room? I think it was chat roulette. Yeah, you're looking for chat roulette. Bubbles 20. Somebody put the... Oh, do I have to do it?
Isn't that the one where everybody shows their penis on?
Yeah.
Yes.
Although, you know what? They've fixed it. There's less penis now. There's like 25% less penis.
Still the same number of boobage.
Oh, zero boobage.
Well, that's what I meant.
Every once in a while, there might be chicks that will look at you for a second, and you know.
I have an anonymous message to read.
Okay.
All right. It says, those in the LOC who are not getting pedicures are getting their anus bleached.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough. We accept anonymous messages of all types, requests. It doesn't matter. Get at us. We'll recite it on the air. Or if you want to join us, it's 347-826-7667. So some of my topics tonight included, there was a couple of earthquakes today, big earthquake in Chile, 7.1, I think it was. And there's also a big earthquake in Northern California, 4.0. So it looks like 2011 is kicking off just like 2010. I remember 2010, just like first month and a half, there was just all there was a, that huge Chile earthquake. There was, of course, the Haitian earthquake. And there's this earthquake after earthquake. It's almost not, it's not even news now. I mean, it's we're getting closer to 2012, and I don't know if this is just coincidence. What do you guys think?
I think it's a sign of the end times or the new world order, one or the other.
No. Two different things, dude.
No.
They're not mutually exclusive, if that's the right term.
Oh, I didn't think so.
No.
Yeah, no, mutually exclusive is correct.
Yeah.
So maybe and the New World Order.
Well, the New World, I think the New World Order is already here. And people just don't want to, certain people want to pretend like it's coming. But that's just me.
What does VMAC think? I trust VMAC on matters involving the end times and the new world order. Did you lose VMAC?
Yeah, what was the question again?
Uh-oh.
That was distracting. What was the question?
Hello?
Yeah, go again. What you were saying, Max?
Well, it was actually Vince's question. He wanted to know what we thought about all of the crazy-ass earthquakes and stuff happening already in 2011.
Yeah, it seems like it's something to that, huh? I mean, it's starting to seem like it. What is supposed to be the biggest, one big earthquake sometime coming soon? It's supposed to wipe California off the map. It's weird how things are happening, you know, according to a lot of those predictions and different things. It's kind of 50-50 with me, you know. You see a lot of this stuff, and I don't know. It's kind of hard to tell for me. I really don't have a big opinion on it because some of it seems like it's coming true, then none of it's coming true, like. But if history shows, you know, something always going to happen to change the face of any dynasty, which is the United States anyway, and rearrange everything. And the earthquakes that California has, it's bound to be one real huge one at some point, sometime. It's really going to mess that place up, God forbid. So. Every dynasty has an ending. This is the long way.
Ken Moore says there was a 3.8 earthquake in Indiana last week. A 3.8 earthquake in Indiana. There's earthquake. Is Indiana supposed to have earthquakes?
No.
Like even measurable ones?
Nope. Not in the Midwest.
Crazy. All right, we got more calls. 111, go ahead. You're on the air. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Hello?
This is like the same 111 we had on the Humor Institute earlier.
Okay, your hand's up, caller. You're on the air. Unnumbered caller 1111 blocked number caller person on the line listening with their hand up. Last chance. 111, are you there? You're unmuted. All right, you're gone. Anyhoot, call me 347-826-7667. It's Vince in the Bay with Moxie and VMAC. If you want to join us, call in. Press number one. We'll put you on the air with us, and we can chop it up here. Glad I can. I'm amazed how many people didn't know what chat roulette was Like, I honestly have to admit, I didn't know what chat roulette was until I saw the spoof of it on South Park. But I'm not really an internet person, like some people.
I got to see a lot of interesting-looking penises back in the day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you also got to see a lot of that on chat roulette, too, right?
Yeah, that too. No doubt.
No doubt. Real talk. If you guys want to join us here, we've got plenty of time to go, plenty of space on the switchboard. I know the LOC wants to chime in. It's fine. It's cool. You can come through. We'll let you know, give us your take, and then it's all good. Surprisingly, folks, this broadcast has been so far, fingers crossed, 100% Jew free. That's right. No Jew for you.
That's the second show tonight.
No Jew for you.
No Jew for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Although, you know, he is looming around as other entities, so mm-hmm. Beware, people. The Jew might be coming for you. You don't even know it. All right?
I heard that you were kidnapped by crack whores.
I'm a troll and a liar.
Is that what I told you? B-Mac? Is that what he told you?
Yeah. I got an anonymous message. And they said they want 17 show tunes played before they return a Jew. And that's what the crack whore
said. Oh, my God.
You do have some of the guest 17 crew in your chat.
Not a whole lot going on.
Oh, yeah. Well, there never is with you, LOC.
Wow, that's a plunging neckline there.
Yeah, it is. Thanks for reminding me, Larry.
Larry O'Donnell.
Oh, boy, if Larry O'Donnellson. Oh, if you guys want to join in on the fun or the misery, depending on how you look at it, the number's 347-826-7667. My switchboard. Here's something you get to look forward to, kids. If you're, you know, just what you thought, you know, hey, at least I shouldn't really even complain because at least I have a goddamn switchboard right now. But they've jumbled it up. It's not alphabetical anymore. So it's just, and I have 8,000 things in here. I'm wondering when they're going to delete all these things and not let me have and dwindle it down to 3. I wonder when that's going to happen. Because I have a
lot. They delete my stuff all the time.
Yeah. They deleted my stuff when I had it on. I was on and I was off for like almost a year. And when I came back after the year, everything was gone.
My stuff disappears if I don't use it frequently.
Hmm. Yeah, this is really wild. Yeah. Good old BTR. I'm going to miss you, BTR. It's been fun. It's been real. I don't know, man.
You know, the theater folk, they must be very busy watching Glee or something tonight.
That's true.
Oh, boy.
All right. I'm going to take a quick little break here. I'll go to the potty. You should, too. And when you come back, call the neighbors, wake up the kids, put your shoes and socks on, and come downstairs and listen to the last 40 minutes here of Disorderly Conduct right here on Blog Talk Radio.
disorderly conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
All right, 35 minutes to go here. Disorderly Conduct, this is the Bay, your hosts. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. Looks like the switchboard is back to where I need it to be. I want to bring callers back on. And I have the LOC dropped off, and they're gone for a while, and I think they're back. Let me, before I bring it for everybody else back, let me see if they, the LOC is there still. Let me unmute. Which one is this? Okay, here we go. If I can unmute it. All right. I think LOC, is this you, LOC?
Hello.
Yeah, LOC. Is that you?
My name's Larry O'Connor.
Yeah, that's LOC. All right. So LOC is here with us in the chat room. LOC is some people that may or may not be associated with you. Blue Ghost, Bob USNC, the multitude of guest listeners, Ken Moore, La Cuca Loca? La Cuca Loca, huh? Really? La Cuca Loca, really? That's what you came up with. Oh, Lord have mercy, people. Lord have mercy. I want to thank the Follows crew for tuning in, but not checking in the chat. It's too bad. At least the LSC, say what you will, but the LOC at least shows up, even when I talk shit. Well, actually, I wouldn't talk shit now that the LOC is in my on my switchboard. Whatever, we got a half hour to go. Slim Jim, yeah, dude. What we need now is what we really need. Speaking of Slim Jim, we need a Nature Boy to get us pumped up. What do you think, Mox?
Yes.
What the hell is happening?
not a whole lot going on.
Well, there never is. LOC.
So what do you make of La Cuca Loca?
I told La Cuca Loca.
Mm-hmm.
I said I spoke in that person's native tongue, or I typed in and probably typed poorly. Tienes un cuerpo como un dios griego.
Well, there goes that. Switchboard gone.
Seriously?
Yeah. There's an anonymous message. I heard the Bay Area group was on their way to Vince's house with popsicles to use in their sexual torture ritual. That's nice to know. Thanks. Appreciate that.
Well, you know, they're really big into they actually are invested in an ice dong company.
It's interesting.
Now, I have a question for you. How many times did your switchboard disappear tonight?
That was the first time.
Okay.
It's around the time it did last night, more or less.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
The LOC. Obviously.
Yeah, thanks, LOC. Hey, VMAC, are you still there? All right, we lost VMAC. I have VMAC unmuted. He might still be there. I have no way of telling you, but... yeah, good times. thanks for coming through, folks. We're going to keep going here. I'm not going to play any music. I don't have to play music, and I don't have to play. And we don't need any bells and whistles. We're going to break it down old school cowpoke style.
Right.
If you guys have any requests, you want us to perform any show tunes, we can try to do that.
I should do some of the vocal exercises that the LOC do before they raid a show.
Oh, what do they do?
Well, I don't know. They do all that, all their scales and stuff. They warm up their voices. The ones who are dancers, they do their stretches.
Mm-hmm.
They don't take their trolling lightly.
Oh, I don't doubt it for a second.
No. I'm just so impressed with BTR. We're all supposed to sign up for their free service, and I mean for their paid service. What?
You see that thing extended it an extra week and a half or whatever?
Yes. No, and Ken Moore in the chat says a lot of gargling is one of the exercises. Yes, and they don't gargle with scope, if you know what I'm saying.
Har, 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 har. Oh, that's something straight out of stage right.
Coffee is for closers.
Gargling.
These guys are out of control. I'm reporting them to BTR. I'm not even kidding.
You guys are all fucked. It's over. Forget it. It's done.
I'm not even going to read what Bob USNC just typed in the chat.
No. Oh, yeah. Hey, Bob, you know what? There's a great show going on right now. I think it's called, it's going on, it's Iconoclast Show. It's going to be a really... heart-wrenching, dramatic show. You should check it out. I think it's starting right now. It'll be good. It's better than this. I'm. You don't want to listen to my gay show. Go to his show. You'd love it. Let's try the switchboard. Switchboard error. Sorry, but our servers have experienced an error that prevents us from showing you that page. But don't worry. The developers will be notified, and we will get this fixed. In many cases, if you try again, it will work the second time. Hey, what about when I've just done it the second time?
Or the third or the fifth. I tried about 10 times.
Yeah, it took you like 10 or 15 minutes, didn't it?
Yeah, you did a great job, by the way. Thank you for talking while I was looking at a bunch of stuff, because I was not only tracking the IPs of the LOC who hacked my system, but I was, yes, also logging into BTR repeatedly on different computers and from different locations across America.
Hmm.
You see who you have in the chat now?
No, who?
Benjamin.
You're kidding me.
No. The one and only.
Wow. Right on. Hey, Benjamin, good for you. I would love to hear how your showdown went with African Warlord X. I saw you guys pre-posting before the show. It was getting heated before I even got started. And I actually missed it because I was doing some other stupid show that I do here on BTR that I'm not even going to mention because it's terrible.
Are you talking about my show?
I'm sorry?
You co-host?
It's just some show I co-host here sometimes. Nothing to talk
about. So it's terrible? Well, thanks, Vince.
Oh, Mox. I kid. We kid here. Very trend. You can hear on the DC.
I don't even know what that means anymore.
Oh. Like it meant anything before anyway. Oh, it hurts. Make it stop.
You have a down pat. That's why they're going after you.
I know. This is why I do a good semi impersonation doesn't mean that I'm a bad person, that I need to be shut down and not allowed to play my. You know what? Fine. I'll upload some show tunes while I'm waiting for this. Fine. You win. We'll take a vote right now, okay? What people have to nominate? What show tune? One show tune. Pick one show tune that you think I should upload to play on the show. Hopefully before the end of the show in 20 minutes.
I already typed my answer.
What's yours?
Something from Oklahoma.
Okay. Anybody else? Oklahoma. One vote for Oklahoma. We're trying to please the BTR gods and increase our mojo, if you will, with the the LOC.
Look, here's what's going on with the LOC.
Arbanos. Somebody's name is Arbanos. Arbanos or bathrooms? What?
Right. Yes.
Arbanos. Okay. Fine. Free country.
That's a good friend of the program. They've been in here before.
Oh. So, anywho, if you're just joining us here, we're taking, so far Oklahoma has one vote in the lead. We're taking your votes for show tunes. We're going to close off the voting in about 5 minutes because I need to upload it and download it and upload or download it and upload it. Download it and upload it. Yeah. You know what I have to do. I have to do some shit. It's going to take me half the show to do that. So, what is your for show tune that we should play here before we finish up the show? Crossing our fingers and hoping to the BTR god, praying to the BTR gods that we're allowed to reopen our switchboard. Wink, wink.
Ken just voted twice. He just voted twice.
Ben voted twice.
No, Kenmer.
Oh, Ken.
Wanted first on. I'm so pretty. I think he means I feel pretty.
Huh?
Slim Jim said take one to no one. Then, I don't know, Slim Jim is saying feed the BTR gods, throw Moxie in. Thanks, man. And then Kenmore says hello, Dolly.
Okay, hello, Dolly. All right.
I'd rather go with Oklahoma. Can I tell you why?
Why?
Because one of the higher ups over at the LOC happens to be Oklahoma.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's sort of a not so subtle shout out.
I think it would make them very happy. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll keep that in under consideration. We do have Hello Dolly is also apparently very popular. We got plenty of time to do this because I...
Look, Kuka Loco wants you to play Who is the Whiny Girl. I'm not familiar with that show tune. But
no,
I
don't know show tunes at all, so I would never know where that's from to begin
Mm-mm.
with.
Same here.
Okay. If you're just joining us, It's show tunes, kids. We're going to play a show tune once the switchboard comes back off as an ode to the LOC so they don't look us out again like this. All right, so this is actually, okay, I think I got one. I've been getting, you know, people aren't bashful. I get it, people. For those of you that, who don't get it, you can also personal message me. You don't have to, you might be embarrassed on, I know, and some people might be afraid that they appear, you know, a little sensitive, oversensitive, I don't know, a little gay, I don't know what the right word is, but effeminate maybe. So that's fine. If you're bashful and you don't want to say it in the open chat room, just personal message me, anonymously message me your vote for show tunes that you might want to listen to, assuming we get the switchboard back. But I've got quite a few messages already privately, and there's a couple that are actually in the lead right now. Two that are tied in the lead with three votes each. But I'm not going to reveal who they are.
It's more fun if we're surprised.
Yeah, it's going to be a surprise. La Cuca Loca says Mrs. Lovett and her meat pies. Who is that? A David Mamet piece? That's not even like a musical.
Sweeney Todd now we have, and the theme from Caligula.
Okay. All righty. Keep them coming, kids. I got a nice little list going here. Some of those are actually on it, have been voted on several times. We're going to keep the voting open for a few more minutes here.
How's it going with switchboard?
I'm going to try. I've been trying it. I tried it a couple of times, and then I just thought, you know, I'm just going to wait and hopefully come back and be surprised. I got so many windows open, though, it's probably a little more kosher to... Oh, did you guys hear about this? Avril Lavigne. How do you say that name? Avril Lavigne, right?
Yes.
Avril Lavigne, not dead. That's right. You heard it here. Avril Lavigne, alive. Pop singer Avril Lavigne, apparently, was the victim of some pranksters. I don't know. LOC? Question mark? I don't know. But it seems that some quote-unquote pranksters have started a morbid hoax about Canadian pop singer Avril Lavigne. According to the pranksters, Avril Lavigne died shortly after a snowboard accident while celebrating the New Year in British Columbia. In the report, Avril lost control of her snowboard while vacationing north of Vancouver at the Whistler Blackcomb Resort. She was airlifted by a ski patrol, and the singer died. The truth is, the 26-year-old singer is alive and nowhere near the reported site of her death in British Columbia. Reports earlier in the week had her in Hawaii with boyfriend Barack Obama. Whoops. Did I just say that?
You weren't.
It's out of the bag. You heard
that.
It right here. She's not dead. She's fucking out. She's fucking the president. No. Her boyfriend, Brody Jenner, whoever the fuck that is. I know who that is.
I know who that is.
I know who it is, too. Bruce Jenner's son. Okay. And she performed her song, What the Hell, on the L.A. portion of ABC's New Year's Rockin' Eve special, which was filmed Friday night. As has been the case with the last few death hoaxes, the source of the fake story is Global Associated News. That's Gone, G-A-N. The official sounding quote-unquote news front of the prank site called Fake a Wish. It lets people plug a celeb's name into a generator that creates a story about their death, usually in some sort of weird accident. Interesting. Another thing debunked, President of the United States' wife, the First Lady, the FLOTUS, if you will. Yes, the FLOTUS is not pregnant. Rumors have surfaced on the internet that Michelle Obama, excuse me, Melinda, Michelle Hussein Obama, the wife of President Barack Obama, is pregnant with the couple's third child. The rumor of Michelle Obama's third pregnancy broke out after a blog site published a news report quoting White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs in Hawaii, quote, Michelle Obama is pregnant. It's about 2 months into her pregnancy, and the president and first lady expect to have the baby sometime in late July 2011.
I heard that something interesting
however,
about
no
that.
No such announcement had been made. Actually made. There's no truth behind it.
Vince, I heard she was carrying the baby not in the front, but in the back.
The caboose.
Yeah.
The caboose. Got it. Well, there you go. There you have it. That's your news update. Debunking all the myths right here on Disorderly Conduct. If you want to join us, good luck. Call in 347-826-7667. If you want to join the Insider Extreme and see me naked on my webcam as I do my show from my parents' basement, just go to vinceinthebay.com and click on the button for webcam. All right. I'm going to try the switchboard now. Let's see how this works. Try switchboard. And rolling the dice. Error. Sorry, but our server... Fuck you, motherfuckers.
I have an idea.
Loped out.
It's totally loped. Listen, I had an... This is my idea.
Oh, the one angry Jewess is in here?
Yes.
Wow. Is she hot?
I don't know, but she wants my sexy voice.
Oh. All right.
Okay, but here's my idea. This is important.
What are they going to trade me? What?
No, I think she likes me. Okay. Could somebody please call in 347-826-7667? Because my switchboard came back every time somebody called in. Who wasn't already called in. Okay, so that excludes the LOC.
Interesting.
That's when my switchboard came back. Each time. The first time it was when Bob called in, and the second time when Randy called in. Popped back up. So if anybody listening can do it. So is it back? Somebody's got to call
in. Oh, check this out. Oh, all right. I have, you know, it's not back, but I do have some updated news. This is just out off of a media fetcher. It's official. Vincent the Bay is the new king of masturbation. In a stunning feature of endurance and determination, Vincent the Bay has achieved 36 orgasms in a 24-hour period. That's right, folks. It actually turned out to be over 30-hour period. It was actually 52. Little known fact. All right. Sleeping intermittently during the 24-hour marathon, Vince remained focused and aroused by his impressive library of pornographic videos. Yeah, all doing thank you to our good friends over at XXXBunker.com. They're your one-stop shop for pornography. That's right. I'm stuck on the MILF section right now. So, I've had a continuous stream of footage to aid me in my quest, and it's apparent by the massive development of the muscles in my forearm that I've been able to achieve the level of a superior masturbator. And apparently it says here in this article that in an interview with reporters after the record-setting event, Vince was quoted as saying, quote, masturbation for me is a way of life. I've been trained for this day since I was 13 years old, and I'm happy with my performance today.
You're dedicated.
This record was formerly held by German student Hans Blixstein, who achieved 27 orgasms in the 24-hour period. Mr. Blixstein was not available for comment. When asked what his next world record achievement would be, Vince said, quote, my immediate goal is to get a bag of ice and some lotion on my penis to soothe the burning. That's it. That was great. Thanks for sharing that, folks. Do you want to submit news clips, interesting tidbits like that you find floating around the internet? I appreciate you sharing them here. Again, we're still taking your calls here. Once we get the switchboard up, we got 10 minutes to go. Hopefully it'll come up in time for us to play some show tunes. A show tune, at least. Moxie, are you still there?
Of course I'm here. I'm not going to leave you.
All right.
I could have tried to call in. I think that would... Honestly, that was every single time that my switchboard popped back up. So we just need somebody to do it.
Yes,
somebody
just call in.
Up to the plate.
You don't even have to. Do they even have to raise their hand? I don't even have to answer the phone. They just have to call in, right?
No, Well, they won't. They won't be. No. No. Okay. Shellwig says I am on hold. Check your switchboard.
Yeah, there's a lot of people on hold. You know how I know there's a lot of people on hold?
Because your switchboard's back.
My switchboard is fucking back, motherfuckers. 10 minutes to go. We're gonna rock it out.
All right.
That, you motherfucking whores. All right.
Who told you?
Who told
you about this? Come on, I need some props here.
Moxie did.
Okay. Thank you.
And you know what? You know who's still here? The LOC is still here, too.
Awesome.
LOC, what do you think of Moxie?
I think that you could say he's a stalwart figure.
Wow.
I wasn't talking about Melinda. I was talking about Moxie. But it's cool.
Coffee is for closers, and you closed nothing.
All right, fine. I'm done with my coffee. I'm not drinking it anymore. Ken Moore, you're back on. What's up, bro?
I'm just disappointed to see that Ben Yam Men had left.
He's still around?
Yeah, I'm still around. He left.
Oh, he left. Yeah, he can't handle the truth. That's all we talk about here is the truth.
He called everybody stupid and left, and it was no more education levels. Yeah, I'm an idiot, but it doesn't make me stupid.
Shellwig was partly to help for that happening, too. Shellwig was one of the people that called in. Thank you. When I came in on the switchboard, a lot of people were there. So that was cool. Thank you. They all cleared off, though. I was excited. I was like, wow, I have like 5 people ready to put their hands up. And then once they found out that the switchboard was back, they all left.
It's kind of interesting, though, isn't it? What happens to the switchboard when you're not taking callers? It's gone. And then when you have new people call in, it'll reappear.
Right.
Yeah.
I think they're hacking.
Well, it's the LOC, obviously, but, you know, whatever they're doing to hack into the switchboard is undone by somebody new calling in.
I think Bob SMC is one of their ringleaders.
Of the LOC?
Yeah.
It's possible. I heard of Iconoclast TX.
Not a whole lot going on.
Oh. I heard Iconoclast TX is actually the PR spokesperson for the LOC.
Yeah. We're doing some diversion techniques here by doing our shows at the same time, so it seems like we're not related, but really we're working together.
Exactly.
I willingly let Akata walk away with half my listeners when he does a show. But that's neither here nor there, because we have the LOC. What else do we need, right?
Nothing.
The LOC, that's really where it's at. What do you think?
Yeah, I think the BWC is a thing of yesteryear.
Not a whole lot going on.
That's a 2010, the BWC is. It's the LOC in 11.
Yeah. I'm going to agree with that.
You know, the theater folk, they must be very busy watching Glee or something tonight.
Yeah.
Larry, don't forget the Golden Girls.
Hello?
Yeah, we're here. We're here.
My name's Larry O'Connor.
I know. We know that. Now, I want to know what coffee's for, Larry.
Coffee is for closers, and you closed nothing.
Shit. He's on to me.
Put that coffee down. You know, the theater folk, they must be very busy watching Glee or something tonight.
You know who would be really irritated by the way...
Not a whole lot going on.
Yeah, well, we know that. I think the Jew would be very, very disturbed by LOC.
I think so. Why?
Well, their ringleader tends to repeat himself a lot, like Benjamin.
Yeah, that was kind of suspect right there, where Benjamin came in for a second.
Mm-hmm.
What was that all about?
Well, he's still showing as a listener, so maybe he's the LOC leader.
It's possible.
He could be their mouthpiece.
That's so gross.
Well, he's probably the brains behind the operation, too.
Oh. Whoever it is a hardcore hacker, that's for sure.
It's all a conspiracy, if you ask me. Bigger than Building 7.
Well, there you go. Bigger than what is big? What? Oh, wow! Bigger than Building 7. That's huge. That is. I mean, that you know, that's like almost like. Oh, geez, like Dolly Parton's tits big.
Wow, that's a plunging neckline there.
Yeah, I know what you're looking at there. Lur. Any hoot. Thanks, folks, for coming out tonight. It was a hoot. We're going to depart with our live listeners here in a second. So I want to give a last second shout out to Blue Goose, Bob, USMC, our myriad of guests. We have, throughout the night, we've had something like 20, 30 guests. All the guests that are in there right now, thank you for listening. Jason X, who I presume is black because he has a capital X in his name. What's up, brother?
Hey now.
Ken Moore, love your paint. It hasn't failed me yet. Moxie, not familiar with her work, but stick around, kids. We might find out a little bit more about her. And Arbanios is providing some amazing information. I thank them for their deep insight. Grant Kenny, thank you for rolling through. Cheryl Wig, as always, Slim Jim, everybody else in the chat, big ups. You guys are radical, radical. Thank you to my panelists tonight, VMAC, Moxie, Ken Moore, and I'm sure I'm forgetting some other people. Anyhoot. That's it for tonight's broadcast, the live broadcast, for that matter. If you want to join us tomorrow, please do so, 10 p.m. Pacific, and that would translate to 1 a.m. Atlantic, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you very much, and we will talk to you again soon. For those of you tuning in on the podcast or archives, stick around. We're going to have our wrap-up with our panel in just a second. And I'm going to try to get some show tunes, at least for the archives, before it's all said and done. So thank you very much, and I'll be right back. I was muted. Moxie, are you there?
Of course I am.
Damn it, I thought you were going to leave.
I can leave.
You usually. No, it's fine. You usually bail mysteriously. Anyways, so it's fine. I'm sorry. Did somebody just fall on their phone? Did somebody die on the air? But no. Ken, are you still here?
On.
I moved my mic.
Ken. That's Ken. All right. Great. We got. Look at all the components. We got Ken, myself, Moxie, Loken out, Loke for life.
I have to tell you something, Vince. I had some interest from somebody in the chat. I'll allow them to remain anonymous about joining the LOC.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
Yes.
And what was your answer?
And I explained that in order to join the LOC, this person would need to have a very deep understanding of Shogun.
Oh. And you don't?
No, somebody was asking me about joining the LOC. You know, obviously I'm not the ringleader. That's Larry O'Shaughnessy.
Yeah. Yeah, we know that. That's been documented. You know, I'm surprised he hasn't picked up on that yet is Cowpode. He's kind of behind the curve on that one. I don't know when he's going to catch up. Or maybe he's just letting that story ride on its own and he's like one step ahead of everybody. Who knows? Guys,
it's
elusive.
Mm-hmm.
I think you need to contact Benjamin.
Benjamin was in my show tonight. I honestly feel honored that he even would come in and listen to my show for a little while.
I know his show from this afternoon was probably the best show on BTR. I'm sorry, Vince, but hands down, I caught it this afternoon, and it had to be the best show on BTR at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry I had to say that. You too, Moxie. I'm sorry.
That's okay. You know, the LOC attacked my show hardcore. It was bad, and I lost it. I was crying. You know. Vince picked up the slack for me, which was awesome. Again, thank you, Vince in the Bay. But, yeah, not a good day.
Okay.
The LOC, they're turning BTR into a pile of dust and yesterday's business. Yeah.
Absolutely. Fuck those guys. I want nothing to do with them. I don't care how much Larry's paying them. He couldn't pay me enough to do what they do. Dude, that was my third highest listened to show live.
I'm impressed. We had like 70 something on the Humor Institute today live. That wasn't bad. It's a weird time slot.
It's a great time slot because it's 7 o'clock here, which enough people on the West Coast can catch it. 10 o'clock Eastern, that's like, you know, that's
yeah,
a lot
but
of people
I used
around.
To run a, I used to run a show that started at 9 p.m. Pacific, and the numbers were double.
Yeah, you know why? Yeah, because you have less competition. That's why I do nighttime, partly because I'm a night owl, but also because you know you're going to get better numbers because there's less listeners, but there's also way less hosts. So you get better numbers, better listenership. And you get more dedicated listeners, too.
Somebody sounds like they're ill.
That was a long
Ken, Ken, are you telling me that Benjamin is on right now? Or this is the show from this afternoon?
It's the show from this afternoon. It's a must listen.
Yeah, with the Indian guy.
Yeah, Alan Africa Warlord X.
Oh man, I wanted Terrence to call in. Uh huh.
Or was it Terrence? His name? Somebody like that.
The Indian guy is in my show. Well, mine's in my show earlier.
That's cool. I had the real Debbie Daly in my show for a little bit.
She came over to your place?
Wasn't she over here? Or was she over...
She was
or
at
she in your
show.
Chat?
Well, that's our show, the Humor Institute. Yeah, she was there. It was amazing. I didn't really think it was her in the chat. And then she called in the after hours.
Wow. I love that. Oh, you got to listen to Benjamin Solomon's show from this afternoon. Or no, this isn't it. This is a different one. Or is this? Yeah, this is it. He has one of those big explosions, and he sits there and goes, "Oh yeah, oh yeah, I love that sound. I love that sound. I love that sound."
Just skipped about the first 15 minutes of it because it's basically a video where he had to go pee. Or I'm sorry, he had to go to the bathroom.
Oh, he had the runs or something, huh?
Yeah.
That's what Imodium is for.
Wow. So all those guests...
I have nuts in my mouth right now, by the way.
So, Moxie, did you recognize any of these guests, listeners?
Well, how could I recognize them? You mean the Guest 17 crew?
The Guest 11 crew, the Guest 15 crew, Guest 9 crew, 900 crew?
It was out of control. I can't see their IPs. I would need their IPs.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I need to do that. I have them all. I'm too lazy to write them down or screenshot them.
Thank you.
So the switchboard is still around, huh?
Yeah, it's working right now.
I think my theory is correct.
What? You think it's the LOC?
Well, I know it's the LOC. Sorry, I still have nuts in my mouth.
Hello?
Yeah, I do. And I'm chewing on them. Okay. I think that...
Less teeth.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to put my teeth in. Okay.
Less teeth, more gum.
Yeah. Okay. So, every time somebody called in, because I asked Randy to call in, and the switchboard reappeared, and then, Bob USMC, that was the first time, the second time was Randy, and then the switchboard came back. I think it's a Skype thing. Are you running your show through Skype?
No, I run my show through... Well, I call in through... as a host through on my phone, and I also call in as a guest on Skype, and I talk on Skype as a guest.
Okay. Yeah, I usually... Yeah, I always have... I always do that, too, the backup line. But that's weird. I wonder what's going on. It's obviously the LOC.
That was happening. Happened a number of times on a show that I was on, learning how to run the switchboard last night.
When was this?
Tonight.
Oh, tonight. That's interesting.
Oh, Benjamin is great. All right, guys, I got to go. I'm hungry. I'm going to warm up some food. So thanks for stopping by, and appreciate you guys hanging out.
Yeah, no problem. Great show, man.
Yep.
No problem, Vince. Have a good night.
All right, S. You too. Thanks a lot, Ken and Moxie, as per usual, for hanging tight. I am going to peace out here, get a little nibble to eat, and be back with you same time, same channel tomorrow, 12. I'm sorry. I got to go to bed. I'll be back here at 10 p.m. Pacific, 1 a.m. Eastern, right here on Blog Talk Radio. It's Disorderly Conduct, Vince in the Bay. Check out the replay, refresh, and Google. Remember, Google is your friend.